Woman right here, you're going to pick this woman right now. This woman, something has to happen. Yeah, that woman over there.
Jesus.
Because I sense a spirit of stagnation. There is something, more especially that man over there, all right? And the enemy has just blocked everything. For the past two years, nothing is happening. So I want to pray for them right now. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? I just want to pray for you right now. I just want to command things to start happening. It's just that they're not talking. They only respond when I also speak Afrikaans.
Yes, prophet.
What did I say just now? Did you hear what I said?
I will respond only if you speak Afrikaans, prophet.
Jesus Christ.
Huh? Major.
Jerusalem. What wrong did I do? I'm being told here to prophesy in Afrikaans. Can I talk to the man? I just want to say this. I just want to pray for this man over here. Just listen to this. What should I pray for you, sir?
Prophet, pray for me so that they can release my money that they owe me for 30 years. Please, prophet.
You see this guy? You see what I said about this guy? I said there's something that this man, especially that man, said he is waiting for something. And he has suffered for the past 2 years. These 2 years I'm talking about, he has gone through everything. And he's really struggling, especially these 2 years. The stagnation is not coming. But I want to release it now. If I be a prophet, I touch my altar, it will be done now. It will be done now.
I receive it.
It will be done now.
I receive it.
In the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
What are those documents? What are those documents? Just what are them?
I hold it, prophet.
As you touch those documents, I pray for the favor of God Almighty.
Oh, yes.
There shall be speed in the name of Jesus.
I receive it.
Congratulations.
I receive it.
What have I said?
God will remember me. God will remember me, prophet.
Yeah, what have I live for you? It's Afrikaans in a Malawian way. There's a woman watching me on prophetic channel right now. You watch me in Botswana in a place called Hansi. You see, there's a very critical situation right now. You have somebody you know very sick, and you're holding a picture right now for this person to be healed. God is healing this person in the name of Jesus. There's another man I'm seeing you watching me right now in Uganda. In Uganda, I hear the word John. I don't know the meaning of John. But there's a lot of issues to do with the debts that you're facing. But God says to me that he's going to intervene over your life. Stop worrying. Stop all this stress you're having right now. Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, daddy.
There is something that I want just to tell you right
tell
now.
Tell my father.
What do you want me to
okay,
pray?
Okay, my father.
Wait. Let me ask you what you want me to pray for you, then I will tell you what God is showing me. What do you want me to pray for you?
Dad, pray for my healing and pray for my branch, Makado ECG.
All right. There is something that is very sensitive, though, but I'm going to tell you that God is showing me right now. And the Lord tells me to pray for you because this is to do with
yes.
a child. There's a child you know, and this yes. child, you know, his manhood stopped working some years ago. Okay?
Yes,
there was an
yes,
attack.
Daddy, yes.
Who's this child?
Yes, that is true. My firstborn.
Now, you need to warn him to be very careful not to go out again the way he did before. Because okay. that was an attack from yes, a woman. There was a charm that was done. And this, if it will happen again,
yes,
it will not revive again. Because it took you watching on television. And I was ministering that day. And you touched the screen and he was delivered. So you need to warn him because this
yes,
problem
baby.
Might come again. Do you understand?
Yes, baby.
And I'm seeing
yes,
promotion
baby,
coming to your husband. I see promotion coming to your husband. And it's a second promotion. It's like second promotion coming right now.
I'm also
seeing somebody who was at Free State University. Free State University. Free State University. Tell her congratulations.
Tell her congratulations.
I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. I lay my hand upon you right now. I command the healing power of God Almighty to come upon you. And may you receive impartation in ministry as you serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus. There's somebody watching me right now. Your name is Alfred, but they call you Alf. And I'm seeing you have got a shop. And this shop is close to a T-junction. It's not moving at all. And you're planning to close it. But the Lord says, do not close this shop because I'm about to perform a wonder. Something great is happening. Wherever you are, say in the name of Jesus. Raise up a document. If you have a document, anything else, just raise it up. Something great is happening. Sarakadus. Paradusa taramondia. Sukarati fehenda rakat. Raise your documents wherever you are. Every document that has been raised. Every document that has been raised. As it is raised up, every force trying to resist you rising up will not touch that document again. If you have no document, raise up a hand. Because I see the Lord raising people up. And expected opportunities and doors from the throne of God are opening in the name of Jesus. As I raise my hand towards your direction, receive in the name of Jesus. I said, receive in the name of Jesus. 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 Sir,
I receive.
Now, as I'm talking to that guy over there on the TV that you just put him up, all right, that man over there, there is something that I want to tell you. There is something that I want to tell you. I don't know if you know anything to do with
yes, my
Elim.
Father.
What's Elim? Elim. Elim. What is Elim?
I'm from Elim.
You are from Elim. You are from Elim.
I'm from Elim.
I don't even know the meaning of Elim.
I'm from Elim.
But the Lord said to me, tell this man now to get prepared. For I'm about to...
Oh, yes.
I don't know, as I'm talking to you like this, I'm seeing a bottle of Coca-Cola. I don't know what it is. I'm just seeing a bottle of Coca-Cola.
I used to work for Coca-Cola
uh-huh.
before.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Powerful, my father, major prophet.
As I look at him like this, I see a bottle of Coca-Cola. I'm like, what is, you seen the prophetic? You must be very careful because you may be right, but application may be wrong.
Prophesy, my father. Prophesy, my father.
Most people who miss prophecy, not because they were wrong, but application. So you meet somebody and say, your name is James.
Prophesy,
no, my name
is
not James. Application. application. Like, hey, you were drinking Coca-Cola. I'm seeing Coca-Cola. I've never drank Coca-Cola today. The issue is not Coca-Cola they were drinking. In fact, they were working in there. How many years ago?
Three to four years back, my father.
Are you not surprised I'm telling you something like that?
I'm very much surprised. I'm shocked, my father. Even myself now, I forgot that I was working for Coca-Cola.
You see, he was quiet when I said I'm singing a bottle of Coca-Cola. He was quiet for some time because he was trying to think like, did I drink Coke? Is there Coke in the house? And then he remembered that he was working for Coca-Cola. The Lord told me that I'm about to work a significant miracle and breakthrough over your life. Do you hear me?
I receive.
Do you have any
father,
money? Like,
I receive.
Do you have any money like a paper of money? Do you have any money like a paper of money?
Yeah.
Get it.
Here, my father.
Now open it.
Here. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, God of Major One. Thank you, Lord, God of Israel. In the name of Jesus.
The reason why the Lord tells me to tell you to hoard the money is because God wants to give you clarity, because you've been arguing yourself in what you should do. All right? And God is telling
you. Yes, yes, my father.
You should not apply for any job because you are going to be in business. Do you hear me?
I receive.
There is already some business you are planning to do, right?
Yes.
Okay. What do you want to do?
I was planning to open a company for security, my father.
Now, that's what the Lord says. I should tell you that plan of business you are planning, do not stop it. I'm just trying to give you clarity right now.
Oh, yes.
Because I see you winning a big tender with this company. You're going to have a huge tender that you're going to win for security. And I'm seeing this happening in this year. So do not apply for any job now. Focus on this business and do flourish. And I'm seeing you a happy man. I bless you and I pray that God will give you more clarity as you go. I pray for your ears and your eyes to be more enlightened by the Spirit of God. In the name of Jesus, receive it.
I receive. Thank you, my Father.
Thank you, God of Major One. Jika ramonde fehanda kapata. Rekepaya monde fehitia. Lo shaka prakanta ramonde. Rika fahaze. Lakia ante ke prudos. Surende hefahata kapa. Rakapaya monde rebes. Every money you're holding, that money you're holding right now, I command in the name of Jesus that you will dominate it. You will have dominance over that money. It will not dominate you. You will dominate it. Receive in the name of Jesus. There is a couple watching me right now. You're watching through YouTube, but you're using your screen. It's a smart TV, and you've been believing God for fruit of the womb. You've been going through a lot of challenges, a lot of problems, a lot of challenges, a lot of problems. While the Lord says, not this time again. The Lord says, I should tell you right now, as I'm talking to you right now, one was holding the chick not long time ago. The Lord says, I am going to do a miracle for you, and you shall know I am the Lord. Receive in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Almighty is working a miracle for you. Something great is taking place right now. There's a student. I'm seeing a student. You're a girl. You're watching me right now. I'm seeing blue on your cloth. And you have been applying for scholarships. And has been nothing happening. The Lord says, I'm opening up an opportunity for you. I have seen your prayer. I've seen your cry. And I've come down to rescue you and to give you hope and a future that you never ever expected. As I'm talking right now, great things are happening. Just raise up your hands. Wherever you are, just raise up your hands. Believe right now as the Spirit of God is moving. Believe right now as the presence of Almighty is moving. Anything you are looking for, anything you want God to do for you, tell Him right now as He's moving, He will answer you. Tell Him right now, heal me and He will heal you. Tell Him right now, open my doors, He will open them right now. Wherever you are, make a prayer in the name of Jesus. Make a prayer, make a prayer, make a prayer. Mighty name of Jesus. As the Spirit of God is moving right now, it is very important to discern the seasons. One time I was praying to God, and God told me, He said, what you're looking for, it's not like I didn't give you, but you did not listen to me when I wanted you to pray at that time. I regretted it because I missed something very big I needed in my life just because I missed praying in the right season. There are things sometimes we wonder why God is quiet about them, because we did not realize the right season to pray. I'm talking to somebody right here. Somebody, I'm here. So when the Lord says, pray now, that time we should know. Because there are moments we pray for in faith, but there are moments when God says, pray. Hey, pick people, pick anyone, pick anyone, pick anyone, pick anyone, pick anyone. Especially those who are waving hands, okay? Oh, this one is waving his card. This one is waving your card.
Oh, yes, Daddy. Yes.
Something great is going to happen to you, sir. I just want to pray for you.
Daddy, oh, yes, my father, I receive.
Now, there is something I want to tell you right now. I can't see the man anymore. But I want to say something to you because God wants to do something for you. Okay?
Oh, yes, Teddy. Abanto Devangwana, yes. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord.
Listen.
Jesus.
You work as a what?
Yes, Teddy.
You work as a what?
I work as a police officer.
All right. Which seat are you?
I'm in South Africa, Daddy. All in Limpopo. The police officer, you are always prophesying at my daddy.
Oh. I gave you a prophecy before.
Yes, you've given me a prophecy in the Iron Man, Daddy. During the Iron Man's conference, during my case, Daddy.
Today, let me tell you something different that the Lord is showing me right now. I hear a word, tally.
Yes, bring it on, Daddy. Bring it on, my father.
I hear a word, tally. Tally. What is this word?
Daddy, it's my daughter, Talibani.
Oh.
It's my daughter, the second born to my wife here. Yeah.
How old is she?
I am here, Daddy. Professor,
I just want to say something to you. Listen, you have a great...
Oh, yes, Daddy, speak to us.
You have a great destiny. Be very careful with your friends. Just be very careful with your friends.
Oh, yes, Daddy, I will.
No, I'm talking to her.
I will, Daddy.
No, I'm talking to...
Oh, yes, Daddy. Prophesy.
The man is claiming every prophecy.
Prophesy, Daddy. I'm listening.
You have a great destiny. Just be very careful. Some people who look like your friends, they are not your friends. Just be very careful.
Oh, because Jesus.
I am seeing a great future.
It's true.
I'm seeing a great future. But these people who come to you, they have got a certain energy. The more you chat with them, the more your faith goes down. You must be very careful with such people.
Oh, yes, it's true.
There are people who the enemy will send to you, and when they come near you, the more you chat with them, the more you find that there's a certain energy that pulls you down spiritually. You must be very careful. It takes really a sharp person in discernment to begin to notice that this friend is not the right friend. They might even be in church with you.
Yeah.
But sometimes you wonder the energy that every time you interact with them, amen, you're no longer believing like before.
Jesus.
You're no longer praying like before.
Amen.
You must
it's
be
true.
Very careful.
It's so, true, church. It's true.
I'm no longer doing anything. I'm no longer praying.
I know. You used to pray a lot. You used
it's
to true. Pray. You were so
it's
close. You were so close to God. You used to
amen.
Pray a lot.
You used to fight me so much, church.
Pray for me.
The Lord is calling you. Young girl, the Lord is calling you back on the altar. God is calling you back to your first love. Your first love you had with God. He's calling you back to the first love. The first love you had with Him. He's calling you back there. And I speak in the name of Jesus. Revival, 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 revival. Revival to you, revival to you. You see when she's in tears, she's crying, because the Holy Spirit is convicting her right now. The spirit of conviction. This is how we know God is speaking, for the Bible said the spirit of truth, He shall convict the world of sin, the world of righteousness, and the world of judgment. Hey, where's your wife? There's something I want to tell you about your wife. Where is she?
Yes, she did it.
I want to say something to these people.
Yes.
I want to say something to these people. God loves
them. Yes, speak to us, Daddy.
And they have no idea.
I receive,
Daddy.
I receive.
All right.
Yes.
Now, all of you in that house, raise up your hands.
Prophesy, Daddy.
Just raise up your hands in that house. Both of you, raise up your hands. You have one person in that room is an intercessor.
Or I receive.
Oh, yes, I receive,
Daddy.
You know what happens in a family when God raises an intercessor, and then the intercessor does not even know why she's in an intercessor or he's an intercessor in the family. Everybody will be broke in the family because the intercessor is sleeping on duty.
Yeah, that is true. Pray for us, Daddy.
Kaya Baraba.
Oh, yes, my Daddy.
Everybody raise up a hand. Say, as long as I live, I will not watch my family suffering. I will intercede until something has happened. I bless that family right now in the name of Jesus. Let God's intervention be upon you all. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I see somebody watching me now. You're watching me. You're in the hospital right now. You're watching me in the hospital right now, and you're sick. As I'm talking now, please search anybody by the name Adoki. I hear the word Adoki. That is just the moment I mentioned hospital. I heard the word Adoki. Please search anybody here by the name Adoki. Okay? If just quickly, pick anyone else by the name Adoki. There is something sensitive I have to handle for this person. There's somebody watching me right now in the hospital, and I'm seeing you. You are actually having a very big problem. And this problem that you're facing right now is like...
Talk on me.
It's like they cannot handle your issue. But Jesus Christ is hugging you right now with the hug of healing. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Hey, Adoki, something I want to tell you right now. Quickly, something I want to tell you right now.
Talk to me. Yes.
Which country is that? Which country is that?
Yes, I'm in Canada right now.
Canada. Now, just want to say this to you. Have you ever spoken to me before about your problems, anything?
No, never.
Okay.
No.
Do I know you? Do I know you?
No, other than that, I'm your daughter.
I'm asking, do I know you? That's the question.
No, sir. No, my prophet.
Now, the Lord says, I have seen your prayer. There was a moment you were watching the television and you were praying as I was ministering here. It must be 2 months ago. God didn't forget that issue. You said, God, deliver my son. I don't know whether it's a son or a whatever, but I see a problem to do with mental problems. Where it's like the enemy was trying to attack this person with a problem.
Yes. Yes. My daughter. My daughter.
And the Lord said, pray for this person to be delivered right now. It's like there's a mental problem. Is it a mental problem? What is it? Is it a mental problem?
Yes. Yes, she has mental issues. Mental issues. Yes.
Major. Prophesy, major.
Now, there's also an issue of immigration. An issue of immigration.
Yes. Yes. The same person and my first daughter as well. The same person. The same Tokoni.
Hear this.
Tokoni.
The Lord is touching your family right now. And your daughter, is set free. In the name of Jesus, you can take your child again to any medical place. They will not find a problem again. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, says the Lord. Karabasoveheta kaprakia. Rende feheto robranta kapa. Jekia fahanderekias. Pick anybody. Pick anyone else. We have no time. We have no time. There is someone watching me right now also. I'm seeing you're watching me right now. And you're having a big problem. And the problem is to do with marriage. It's like you divorced. But there's an issue in the court. In fact, next week you're going back to the court. And you're so worried with all these issues that are happening. But that's not the issue I want to tell you. You also have been applying for different opportunities, jobs and all this, but nothing is going on. The Lord says to me, you need deliverance. And as I'm speaking to you right now, every force that has been working in your family lineage, because what I see, there's a spirit of torture that makes people in your family to suffer. It's either they'll suffer in marriage or they'll suffer with the poverty. But that demonic spirit of torture will not resist. The prophetic foresight of God, that I stand here and by the Spirit of God, it is being revealed to me right now. And I command in the name of Jesus, your suffering is over. I rebuke the enemy in the name of Jesus. Just raise up your phone. If you have a phone, just touch it or raise it up. Just touch your phone. If you can't raise it, just touch it. I want you to make a short prayer. Make a short prayer where you are with that phone as you hold it. Declare that in the name of Jesus Christ, let there be good news in my life. We command good news, transactions, appointments, promotions. Yes, pray in the name of Jesus. We declare in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Let there be good news.
Yes.
In Jesus' mighty name. How many believe in miracles? If you believe in miracles, raise up a hand. I believe in miracles because I believe in God. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday. He is the same today. And he is the same forever. We are not serving a different God. He is the same God Elijah was serving. He is the same God Moses was serving. The same story you read in the Bible, how miracles were happening, even in the wilderness, is the same God who can make the same miracles in your life. If you're watching me right now, I want to introduce you to the God whom I serve. The one who raised Jesus Christ from the dead. He is the same yesterday. He is the same today, and he is the same forever. And when he says yes, no one can say no. And I hear him tonight saying yes.